perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
This week we're asking ourselves what wine will pair well with Steph's awesome spiced apple pud. As you may be able to tell, I'm not in the studio today, so I can reveal I'm at home in my kitchen. And while I'll never make it onto the Great British Bake Off, I'm hoping to share with you a touch of wine know-how instead. Let's go back to basics and think about some of the great rules of thumb that help us pick the right sort of wine for our puddings in general. There are four factors I personally like to consider. Firstly, acidity, because a slightly drier dessert wine may pair best with a fruit dish, which also has natural acidity. Then, intensity, because the more intense the flavours of a dessert, the more intense the wine will need to be to balance this. Also, sweetness. I find things work best if a dessert wine is slightly sweeter than the dessert itself. And finally, colour. The darker the pudding, the darker the dessert wine wants to be in the glass. This is probably the best rule of thumb of them all, as it tends to guide you in the right direction, whether you're a wine novice or a well-practiced enthusiast. So taking this on board, what kind of wine will go well with this pudding? Well, it looks quite amber to bronze in colour, so already I'm thinking of wines that will be of a similar colour, such as Vinsanto from Italy, Older Sauterne from France, or even a dessert Semillon from somewhere like Australia. But for me, the perfect wine pairing for Steph's spice apple pudding and custard would be our Crone White Port, available this weekend at Ake & Humphreys for only £9.99 a bottle if you mention the Food and Drink Show. Here, rich, nutty and sweet raisin flavours harmonise deliciously with the spiced apple, while the wine's youthful but gentle acidity refreshes your palate from the stickiness of the pudding and the custard. Fantastic. Cheers.
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Collingham.